Since it was discovered a little over a year ago, speculation about Comet Izon has been rampant. Everything from claims that Izon will be one of the brightest comets ever to conspiracies about UFOs has been floating around the internet. NASA Ambassador Patrick Wiggins says the UFO rumors can be safely put to rest, but the comet does have the potential to put on a show for Earthlings.
There was a possibility, we thought, that it was really going to be a spectacular comet. I heard things like bright as the full moon, greatest comet in human history. I mean, this was really hype, but we were still hopeful, and I still am today.
Unfortunately, Wiggins has growing doubts about Izon's durability. Based on the latest data he's seen, he's concerned that the mile-wide ball of ice might not keep it together as it passes its perihelion, or its closest approach to the sun.
Hopefully, it will have melted off enough material to form a big, long tail that is really going to reflect a lot of sunlight. And the first few days of December, maybe we're going to have this truly spectacular comet in the morning sky. I've got my fingers crossed. I've got my toes crossed. But I certainly wouldn't bet any money on it.
So it might be a spectacular sight to behold with the naked eye, or perhaps more likely, a complete dud. But don't lose hope. As Wiggins says, comets are notoriously fickle.
There's a saying about comets that you may have heard before. It goes back many years, that comets and cats have two things in common. Cat owners will appreciate this. They both have tails, and they both do just exactly what they want to do. In other words, we have no way of predicting. We can say with fair certainty where it's going to be and when it's going to be there and the whole thing, but what we can't say is what it's going to look like.
And either way, scientists stand to benefit from a veritable Thanksgiving Day feast of data, assuming Izon doesn't completely evaporate.
I mean, if the thing just totally disintegrates, falls apart, and the sun burns all the pieces up, there's nothing to examine. But on the other hand, if it breaks up the right way, okay, maybe something like that will happen. But, boy, again, I keep getting back to you're not going to see me putting any money on it.
For those wanting to get the latest updates on Comet Izon, Wiggins recommends spaceweather.com. NASA will also be hosting a Google Plus Hangout on Thursday at 11 a.m. Mountain Time for those wanting to follow the comet's most perilous moments live. For KCPW News, I'm Ryan Cunningham.